Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey everyone. Can you feel the excitement in the air? I can. Today it's the Bridgewater light switch on, the Christmas lights for 2010. Now if you're stuck in traffic in the West Country at the moment, that would be why. Maybe you're thinking, you know, you're behind the wheel and thinking, hang on a minute, it's not Glastonbury this time of year, is it? Well, that'll be the light switch on. It's a big event. If you're finding the M5 from Bristol a bit congested at the moment, could be why. Maybe we should start doing travel news just for the West Country, just for today, because it's going to be rammed. We'll speak to Becky a bit later. She's V-nervous. Podcast. Hey, everyone. Guess who's on a sightseeing tour of London today? It's my friend, Gary McFly. Otherwise known as Unlucky Gary, the world's unluckiest man. Gary?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sorry.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, you alright?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm sandwiched between two police, lines of police at the riot.
So you were on a sightseeing tour of London today?
I didn't even know the riots were going on, and I was just walking through, near Buckingham Palace and that, and walked down to Trafalgar Square.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
So you were on a sightseeing tour of London today, because you had a day off?
Yeah, that's right.
And then what happened?
Well, I was walking around Buckingham Palace, just looking at the parks and everything, and I walked down Trafalgar Square and there was loads of police, so I've gone the opposite way from them, through them and the opposite way, and now I'm in the middle of the riots and sandwiched between police, and they're not letting us out till about 8 apparently.
So you're there till 8 now?
So yeah, it's freezing as well. Can't go anywhere.
Trish, why are you always going on your own? Hold on.
Oh, Gary.
I know. I didn't even know these were going on today.
Sometimes you should never leave the house.
No, better stay in. There's like fires and everything, and riot police.
Did you think you were just going to take a few photos of Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, I got some photos of Buckingham Palace, and then Nelson Column, and then walked through, and then the police started going forward and forward, and they kept doing that, and now I'm in the middle of two lines of police.
So you've been contained by the police?
What?
You've been contained by the police?
Well, yeah, I'm contained now. They're not letting anyone out.
Oh, Gary, most people just go to Madame Tussauds.
I need a wee as well, family.
Gary?
Yeah?
Am I all right to pass your number on to some news people, just in case they need to speak to somebody at the scene?
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Is that all right? And now, yeah. Live over to our reporter at the scene of the protests, Gary McFly. Otherwise known as Unlucky Gary. Gary, keep me updated.
Okay, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now we can go live over to the West Country for breaking news. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah. There's not many people here.
Okay. So it's the day of the big light switch on in Bridgewater, your hometown today. Your parents must be so proud. The whole family must be proud.
They're really proud, but none of them have turned up yet. So hopefully they're not. They might be stuck in traffic, though.
Yeah, I'm hearing that the M5 is really clear at the moment.
Right.
But there are some people coming down. Big Steve's coming down in his truck.
Is he?
Yeah, he's coming down for the light switch on. Nikki's there already in Bridgewater. Well, she's in Bridgewater. She's not with you. How many people? Right. Three at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, well, there's your friend Radio Roger.
Oh,
and his friend,
bless
and then
Roger.
My boyfriend, and then there's like a little, you know, one of those little merry-go-rounds with like two things on it.
Yeah.
There's a couple of women with buggies by that, and then there's another big radio station truck, but there's not much else.
Is that the rival station that tried to hijack our event?
Yeah.
You sound more West Country already. When you go home, that happens.
I?
Yeah, you do.
It does come out, yeah.
Proper, yeah. Okay, well, what time's the switch on, roughly?
The switch on is at 6.
Okay.
The worrying thing is that I can't actually see any lights to turn on. Oh. There should be, like, something in the sky, shouldn't there, that I should be able to see, like, that's not lit up yet.
So you can't see any Christmas lights?
No.
Okay,
so I don't know when they get them out or whether this is all a big con.
Can I just ask? I mean, I know the other station's got a big outside broadcast truck. How are you actually speaking to me at the moment? Have you just... Have you managed to find some Wi-Fi?
Yeah, there's some sort of magicness going on, but I don't get it.
Are we speaking via the internet?
I think so. You know that thing your mum uses on her webcam?
Yeah, that.
Probably to talk to chappers. Yeah, it's I think. Except you can't see me.
Interesting fact. Did you know that... I've been doing a bit of research. Did you know that Elvis Presley did a famous song about Bridgewater?
No.
He did?
Did he?
Yeah, there was a... people were up in arms about the closure of the, you know, the NCP car park.
Yeah.
So he did a song about it. Would you like to hear it now?
Yes, please.
It's called Trouble Over Bridgewater.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I don't know about you, but it certainly feels more Christmassy to me today. I haven't really felt like Christmas up until now, but today I do. This afternoon, the lights are being switched on in the town of Bridgewater, Somerset. We're so proud, Becky. She's there. We'll speak to her in a minute. Have I got a copy of Michael Bublé's Christmas EP? Yes, I have.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Yes.
But the fire is so delightful.
Go on, boobs.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Here he is, he's back on. We spoke to him yesterday. He's a Bridgewater legend, a Somerset legend. He is the Butcher of Bridgewater. It's Malcolm!
Hello, Scott, how are you?
I'm right, how are you?
Very well indeed, thanks.
Now, we spoke to you yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Becky is turning on the Christmas lights in Bridgewater, her hometown, today.
That's right, big night.
And I asked you to sort something a bit special out for Becky, didn't I?
Well, everyone here, you know, listens in to you and all the rest, and they all said, what Scott wants, Scott gets.
Really?
Well, what I've got organised for you, Scott, is Becky, obviously Becky doesn't know anything about this, mind.
Right.
They've got organised a carnival float. Father Christmas is going to be on the carnival float. And we've organised that Becky is going to be sat on Father Christmas's lap.
No!
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes.
You said you wanted her coming into an entrance.
I knew you had connections, Malcolm.
I move in mysterious ways.
You legend.
I got to say thank you to the carnival guys in Bridgewater and also Sedgemoor District Council who is organising the lights in their mind. So it's a big thank you to them.
Yeah, thanks to them. Yeah. So I'm imagining, there'll be reindeer.
She's going to come in on a carnival float.
Yeah.
So which, to be in all fairness, is going to be a big float and it's going to be pulled along by a tractor. Because the reindeer, I had a word with Father Christmas, but to be fair, he's resting them, ready for the big night.
Fair play.
Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Well, I can do miracles, but big miracles are even harder.
And let's face it, in Bridgewater, a tractor is fine, isn't it?
A tractor is better than a reindeer. Ah. We eat the reindeer around here.
Yeah. So she's going to be on this massive float with thousands of people seeing her, sat on Father Christmas's knee, and at the same time talking to me on Radio 1.
Is that good for you, Scott?
That is so good. Malcolm, I can't thank you enough.
That's a pleasure, my friend. You know anything in these parts you want sorting, you give me a nod.
Yeah. Just call the Butcher from Bridgewater.
That's the man.
Thanks for sorting that, Mal.
That's all right, mate, top man.
See you later. So looking forward to this. More Bublé, anyone?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Podcast. Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Andy Mack from Derby.
How's it going, Andy?
I'm okay. I needed to call you.
Right.
I'm not sure if you remember, and it's quite a while ago now, about over a year ago, when Stacey Solomon was in The X Factor, I wrote to you and said that, you know, I'd been told I'd do a great Stacey impression.
Yeah.
And then I hear last night that you're claiming Stacey is your own, and, I mean, yours is rubbish, mate.
Well, more than one person is allowed to do an impression of Stacey Solomon, Andy.
True, true, and
what's your beef?
It's the fact that I introduced the whole idea to you, and you know...
I ripped it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Right, what do you want to do about this?
I'm challenging you now to a Stacey off.
You want a Stacey Solomon off, do you?
I want a Stacey Solomon off with you.
You want a piece of this, do you?
I want a piece of it.
Do you,
Yeah, sure, do you?
Do you,
Yeah,
think you're hard enough, do you,
I think I do, it's quite sure. I think you're nasty.
Oh, we started, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. No. Okay, right, you first, and we'll just do it one at a time, okay? And see who wins. Okay, and go.
My mouth is so dry. Scott, yeah, I like you and everything, but you're so naughty, you're worse than Gillian McKeith, and because you've been off and stealing my things, right? And then everyone says that I'm okay, and then you come along, and at least she's pregnant, you're just nasty.
Oh my god, I can't believe I'm in the final. Oh my god, the X Factor.
It sounds a little bit like me, but it's nothing like me though, really, though, Scott, yeah? You know?
Biggest day of my life, yeah, sure. Oh, Gillian.
Simon's going to sound like a wedding thing, isn't it? No, nothing wrong with a wedding thing anyway, though, is it? Oh, well, I don't even care.
Oh, my God. I think you might win.
Well, actually, Scott, yours is quite good, you know. It is, really.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe we could, on the road, two Stacey's.
I've got a proper job.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so have I.
Really?
Honestly.
What are you suggesting? That we go as some... We do a double Stacey Solomon tribute act?
Yeah. I mean, the currency's quite, high at the moment. What with her being back on telly?
Yeah, well, what about in, a year's time when we're just sat there penniless, waiting for the phone to ring and no one wants a Stacey Solomon anymore?
Well, then you'll,
I'll go back to this.
Yeah.
And you will be...
Alone Stacey.
Oh, just on your own.
You must be nasty again now, won't you? My mouth is so dry.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. It's 5:32. It's a very exciting day in Bridgwater, Somerset, because our very own Becky, God, we're proud, is switching on the Christmas lights. Should be able to speak to her now. I think we're on Skype or something. I've got no idea. Hello?
Hello.
This works and everything. This is incredible.
I know. I'm currently walking to Santa's sleigh, which he appears to have lost at the moment.
Oh.
He can't remember where he parked it.
Is it busier than when we last spoke to you?
Yes, it's really busy now. There's bouncy castles and everything.
This is a dream come true for you, isn't it? It's like a homecoming.
Well, yes, but do you know what? I went out and bought a new top because I thought, oh, there's going to be loads of photographers. And then they've stuck me in some overalls because I've got to do something called squibbing, which is basically where they set off giant sparklers and I hold it above my head. So I've got to have a hard hat and overalls and a net for my hair in case I kind of,
Can I ask, is this NFB, normal for Bridgwater?
Yes. You'd have to look it up on the internet. But
I've never heard of
it
squibbing. Do they have it anywhere else?
Well, yeah, it's just... I don't know. It's just a massive, massive firework, and you hold it over your head, and everyone goes, woo, hopefully.
Awesome. So, nervous?
Yes, really nervous.
Have you heard what Malcolm the Butcher of Bridgwater has planned for you?
No.
Right, you should be nervous. He is putting you on a float...
Is this why I'm going to help Santa find his sleigh?
Exactly that. So he's putting you on a float, and then as you parade through the crowds of Bridgwater, you'll be sat on Father Christmas's knee.
Oh, he hasn't mentioned anything about that yet.
But I still want you to wave
you're
on the balcony at Evita, yeah?
Shall I wave like the actual Queen?
Yeah, do that, all that. All right?
Yeah, are you going to come back and do it when I actually do the light switch on?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got to do Newsbeat and all that, but, I mean...
OMG, I've just seen Santa's sleigh. It's it's not an actual sleigh, it's a tractor, and then imagine a lorry with the sides cut out.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. They've put some fake snow in there, and there's a soldier, a little drummer boy.
Yeah, I knew earlier that it was a tractor, because I got the word from Malcolm.
Yeah, it's not the typical sleigh, but I think it's going to look good. I'm doing a video as well, so hopefully that'll go up on Radio 1 Online.
Amazing. I just want to say, we're so proud of you, Becky.
Thanks.
Is this the best...
Is there an element of...
Not at all. No, we're being sincere. Is this the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, I think it is. It's probably one of the most exciting days of my life.
We are proud as... And this is for you. Are you aware of who's turning on the lights this year?
I don't actually know.
Lynn, who's turning on the Christmas lights this year?
What's her name?
Becky someone?
Sail on, sail the girl.
Who's switching the lights on in which order this year?
Becky is.
So you're very proud of Becky in Bridgewater?
Yes, why not?
Just a little girl from a little town.
Yeah.
She dreamed a dream.
All your dreams are on there.
And that dream became a reality.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll be many people there?
Oh, I expect a few will turn up, yeah.
You say a few, what are you saying, 10, 20?
Wow.
I'm sailing right behind, like a troubled over Bridgewater. I will ease your mind, like a troubled over Bridgewater.
There'll be thousands of people there.
Really?
Yeah, no question about it.
Can you please arrange it for her to be carried off by a reindeer?
Yeah, do you want Becky on the reindeer? Well, I'll sort that out.
I'll have to go, Scott, because I've got a customer at the moment.
I bet you're in tears now almost. Okay, no, just laughing.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
No, that was incredible. And there are reindeer pulling the sleigh that's in the middle of the lorry with the sides cut out. So, in a way, Malcolm has made my dreams come true.
Right, we're going to speak to you for the big switch on at 6 o'clock.
Amazing, thank you.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
You're listening to BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Christmas is about to start in Bridgewater. Hi, Becky.
Hello. Do you know what? They wanted to turn them on about 5 minutes ago and I've made them wait for you.
I know.
And there was actual booing.
I've got some texts from people going, get on with it. You've angered everybody in Bridgewater by making them wait more minutes.
The poor guy from Star Radio has just like been trying to work the crowd and fill for the last 10 minutes. So.
Bless.
But I blamed you, so it's all fine.
What's been happening since we last spoke to you?
I've been in a ride in Santa's sleigh. I think they're just about to introduce me.
Oh, God. Okay, right. So
that? There's some cheering. Are you ready?
Becky's in her hometown of Bridgewater, and she's about to turn on the lights. Becky, what's going to happen is I've got a speech ready made for you. Just repeat after me, all right?
Okay, right. Shall I go on stage?
Go on stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. A big cheer for Becky Huxtable.
Yay!
Hello.
We are live on Radio 1.
We are live on Radio 1.
Hello, my fans.
Hello, my fans.
Scream if you think I'm brilliant.
Scream if you think I'm brilliant.
It's great to be back in Bridgewater.
It's great to be back here in Bridgewater.
I've now moved up in the world.
You've got much more.
Yeah, go on. I've now moved up in the world.
I can't say that.
No, you can. Say it.
No, I can't.
Say it.
You can't make me say that.
Look, you said.
You can't make me say it.
Say it. I've now moved up in the world.
I have now moved up in the world.
And become a top celebrity.
And become a top celebrity.
But I've never forgotten about you.
But I have never forgotten about you.
The little people.
I'm not saying that.
Say it.
The amazing people of Bridgewater.
Which is why I agreed to come back and turn on your Christmas lights.
Which is why I agreed to come back and turn on the Christmas lights.
This and the large fee that they're paying me.
They're not, though.
I know.
This and the extortionate fee they are paying me.
I've got a laugh, see? Okay, it's nearly over. So,
right. Do I need to do the lights?
No, not yet.
How much more have you got for me?
So, okay, without further ado...
So, without further ado, I need to walk before I switch the lights on, Scott, so you need to tell me if I need to be there.
Go on. Okay, I'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
I'm doing stairs, hang on.
Okay, you should still wish them a Merry Christmas.
Without further ado, what was the line again?
I'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
I'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Let's turn on the lights.
Let's turn on the lights.
And then do a countdown. Countdown from 10.
Okay.
Get them to join in.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
And that's it. Somebody turning Christmas lights on the radio.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. My wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now let's get an update from my friend Gary McFly. The world's unluckiest man. You know him as Unlucky Gary, until he changed his name to McFly. Now earlier, Gary had a day off, so decided to go sightseeing in London. Took some pictures of Buckingham Palace, and then it all went off. He got stuck in the student protest. So we can speak to him now. Gary, hi.
Hi there.
Are you home?
No, I'm still here. They're not letting anyone out. I've been here about 5 hours now.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm dying for a wee. I can't go anywhere.
Have you not been for a wee?
No, I'm really bursting to go.
Is there no Portaloos or anything?
Behind the police line there is for them, not for us.
Oh, right, okay, so the police can go through, you can't.
Yeah.
What were you hoping to be doing about now, Gary?
Well, I was hoping to maybe go to the pub about 2 hours ago and then just go home, but I'm still here.
Hmm. And have you made any new friends?
No, not really. Loads of people are setting up, like, campfires and stuff. It's so cold.
Well, just join in. Maybe start a sing-along.
Someone was singing Imagine by John Lennon with a guitar earlier, and a few people was around. I didn't join in, though.
Join in with some McFly. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear about this. It has been 5 hours now, and you only popped out to go and see a few of the London sights, and now you're stuck in some riots or something.
Stuck.
Oh, you're so unlucky. All right, let me know when you're out, all right?
Okay,
okay, bye. Bless.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what keeps me going? On these cold, dark winter nights, you know, with so much doom and gloom in the world, what keeps me going is that Laura Marling and her husband have such a beautiful relationship. I honestly think that. I mean, you look at that couple and you think, that is romance right there. Two people, I think, that were literally meant to be together. This is Radio 1.
My husband left me last night.
Oh.
Left me a poor and lonely wife.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.